first. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, live Saturday edition. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so lots to discuss here this evening. Last night, we obviously covered the shooting in Colorado. Many of our, of course, of our stations do not carry the weekday program, so if you didn't get that, obviously, you're welcome to comment on whatever you want. There's actually an interesting development here that I just found moments before we went on the air. Plus, we can talk about the post office and what crazy situation they're in. But interesting development with the Batman Theater Massacre case out in Colorado.
I think it's really sad that Batman gets all wrapped up in this. You know, I mean, they're just trying to have a movie premiere. It was a big movie premiere. Everything's successful, and now it's wrapped up with murder.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, you know, I don't know if we're going to hear a call for a banning of comic books, but it wouldn't surprise me because apparently this James Holmes is now currently in jail, obviously. He's alive and well. As you know, he was taken without incident by the police in a parking lot behind the movie theater nearby the theater.
Interesting that he's got all these weapons, wants to shoot all these people, but doesn't care to shoot back at cops or something when they come to take him.
That's very strange. And apparently what he's been doing in jail is continuing. He believes, apparently, that he is the Joker.
Why would the Joker let himself go down without a shootout?
It doesn't make sense. But according to a jail employee, he has not shown any remorse. He thinks he's acting in a movie. An inmate who was just released from the jail says that he was spitting at the door and spitting at the guards. He's spitting at everything. Dude was acting crazy, was his quote. He's been placed in suicide watch, solitary confinement, before eating his jailhouse breakfast of grits and sausage, according to a cafeteria worker.
Grits in Colorado?
Two other just-released inmates said the concerns of the Arapaho Detention Center officials over Holmes' life were well-founded. Inmates, all of them, were talking about killing him. Everyone was looking for an opportunity. It's all they could talk about.
I think it's interesting how people think that inmates are bad until they find themselves some real bad guy, and then they believe that inmates will act good. And they probably, you know, I guess the good thing being to execute this guy. I don't think that that's particularly the right thing to do. But, you know, I mean, it's interesting how people always think the convicts are bad until such a situation like this comes up.
Holmes, who had dyed his hair red, apparently was also wearing red clothing beneath the black body armor that terrified moviegoers when he opened fire early Friday morning.
By the way, he's going to give a bad name to body armor at this point, too. And, you know, it's already a couple of states have outlawed, I believe, the entire wearing of it, but certainly the wearing of it for convicted felons or people convicted of certain crimes. And you've got to ask yourself, I mean, really, you're convicted of some crime 20 years ago and you shouldn't be able to wear some kind of body armor in order to protect yourself?
Jail guards blacked out his windows with duct tape so no one could see him. He has been cuffed in the back and had leg shackles. Six officers were accompanying him when he was being walked to his cell. The deranged suspected killer said nothing and walked slowly to his cell. So it's kind of interesting that apparently, you know, this guy might actually believe he is the Joker. That's why allegedly he dyed his hair red. I don't know what the evidence is. I just have seen it in the news that he believed he was the Joker. I'm not sure what evidence they're using to make that.
He dyed his hair red. Joker has green hair. Clearly, this man doesn't have a real good grasp on reality. You know, I mean, it's Ronald McDonald has red hair. The Joker has green hair.
Okay, so here's the information. According to the, now I don't know why the New York Police Department commissioner has anything to say about this, but Raymond Kelly from NYPD has said that the mass killer declared that he was the Joker, enemy of Batman, after the massacre ended. So that's allegedly how people know that he believes he is the Joker, and he is in jail now spitting at guards, spitting at everyone.
It sounds like he's got a full-fledged psychological break going on here. I'm not any expert, and I wouldn't claim to be, but that's what it sounds like. It sounds to me like he's going to get every treatment in that area. Now, a lot of people think that that is somehow getting off for a crime, but I'd remind you that the guy that shot Reagan is still in confinement. Mm-hmm. He might be in some kind of psychological confinement, but hey, does it really matter which kind of confinement it is? I mean, I'd love somebody to call and tell me why they think it's a different situation.
Yeah, I don't see why it would matter. It would seem the most relevant to me to get the killers off the streets. I mean, whether they're in a psych ward or whether they're in, you know, solitary, as long as they're not out and about amongst regular folks, that seems to be the most important factor. But you're welcome to comment, and Bill is going to do so. The number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Bill listening in Norfolk, Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Bill.
You still there?
We are right here. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
You are on the air. And we may be having some sort of technical difficulty.
Hello?
Bill? Bill, can you hear me now? Bill going once. Bill going twice. All right, tell you what, I'm going to put Bill back on hold, and then maybe our board op can get with him and see if we can resolve whatever the issue might be. So, Mark, any other thoughts? Because you weren't here last night. You take Fridays off on Free Talk Live. We do 7 nights a week, so you get a night off, I get a night off. Yours are Fridays. Was there something that you felt like you wanted to get out on?
I don't have any, there's no good solutions to this. I was listening to some radio station in New York yesterday, and, some lady came on advocating gun control. We should just make it harder for people to get guns, as though that's going to stop this guy from getting guns.
Because criminals always follow the law.
Right. I'm a convicted felon. As a matter of fact, I'm a convicted murderer, and I could get a gun by the end of the night. So, you're not doing anything with your gun laws. All you're doing with your gun laws is making it so that convicted felons that have decided to go right can't protect their families. You're making it so that their wives and children aren't able to own guns to hunt or protect themselves either, because I can't be in active possession of a weapon.
And this guy wasn't a convicted felon.
No,
he had no criminal history.
But so, I mean, if I can get a gun, he can get a gun, if that's what he wants to do. Now, clearly, he doesn't have a very good grip on reality, so maybe the argument can be had that, it'll be harder for people that are bat-ass insane to get guns. I suppose that's an argument to be had, not a particularly good one. But the
hold on. I mean, if he doesn't have a grip on reality, maybe that's true, but it certainly didn't stop him from getting his hands on all manner of not just weapons, but also body armor and even smoke grenades. So clearly, when he puts his mind to something, he can accomplish it.
I don't know where one gets a smoke grenade, but I suppose...
I bet Google would probably
be able to tell you. So, whatever. I couldn't claim that, but I don't think that the gun advocates out there really have any good solutions either. You know, some armed people in that theater would have fixed the problem. Really? Smoke grenades and it's dark and you want somebody to start pulling out their Glock 9mm and capping off a couple of rounds at the guy at the front of the theater? He had body armor on. I mean, there's just no... This is just one of those crazy is as crazy does, and I'm sorry that it happened, and I just don't have any good solutions.
Well, I can tell you that because the smoke grenades had gone off... We don't know how bad the scene was in there. We weren't there.
I bet it was absolute chaos.
And it probably was. I'm sure it's pretty hard to concentrate in a situation like that. But I think that if somebody was armed, maybe those folks would have stood a better chance. But, I mean, he's shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, you've got a whole theater full of people. He doesn't have to aim anywhere in particular. All he has to do is aim in front of him and spray the crowd. And that's literally, that's what he did.
50 rounds a minute, I heard, was what that what
he
was getting
off. Wounded 59 people, killed 12 people. So I don't think that anybody with a gun in the audience would have been able to effectively take this guy down. Although,
that's the problem
that said,
with a gunfight situation, the guy comes in bearing a rifle, and you've got to draw a handgun. You've got to get up. Or you got to move into a position to which you can draw a handgun. Then you got to draw a handgun. I mean, you're gonna need training out the wazoo to be able to pull off this situation where you're gonna
not shoot somebody else in the theater.
Right. The guy in front of you jumps up. You put one through him. Now you're a killer too. And also this guy's got the throat protector. He's got the whole thing.
Well, if you shoot somebody with armor on, they're probably going to go down just because of the punch of the impact of the bullet.
I hope it's a .45.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome. Also, let's see, there was other news. Apparently, there's an allegation now that someone let this guy into the theater. that someone got a phone call on his cell phone, got up, and opened the theater exit door for this guy. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site there. Completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with us and the rest of the listeners of the program, you can do that. All you have to do is submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It's very simple. Maybe it's a YouTube video or perhaps a blog post, news article, whatever it is you want to share. You submit it as show prep. It comes up on the upcoming stories page. And then folks can vote, and that includes you. You can vote on things there. You vote up or down, whether you like or dislike various different items. And the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the website. Top story right now, how to escape from zip ties. That sounds pretty useful. So you can go and check that out over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to click the upcoming stories button there on the front page to vote on the brand new content that folks are adding to the site. Because if people don't vote on the new stuff, then nothing will ever get promoted to the front page. So that's really important. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. If you need collections done and you want it done with respect, you can visit SACL CAI. They'll do it in a way that'll collect your money, but also help you keep your clients down the line as well. So check out their banner. It's right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to you and your thoughts, you can bring up anything you want. Obviously, the Colorado shooting is on a lot of people's minds, and we're going to start out here. We're going to try Bill one more time. He's back from Norfolk. Had a cell phone issue before. Bill, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I want to say something about what you just said about, you know, if it was somebody in the theater with a gun, they could have shot the guy. Most people do not carry armor-piercing bullets, and that's the only way you could stop them. If you were wearing bulletproof vests, and this is proof, if you remember the California, when the cops got in the battle with those guys over there, and they were wearing, it's about 5 years ago, they were wearing bulletproof everything, mm-hmm. and they couldn't knock them down. Remember that?
I don't know what they could do or couldn't do.
Okay. If you go look at Occupy, spell the name, B-L-A-C, the last word is, it was Occupy Black something, you're going to find the real story about what happened.
What story that happened to what?
What's the story?
You there?
When did something happen? I'm sorry. Are we talking about the people that were wearing the bulletproof vest 5 years ago, or are you talking about what happened in the movie theater?
All right, Bill, we can't keep putting you on. You've got bad cell. Sorry about that. We're going to let you go. 855-450-FREE. Let's try Glenn, listening to WGMD-FM in Maryland. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind?
Well, the gun control thing, you know. I kind of feel that, you know, that's a tough issue. And when we're talking gun control, we should have a way that people, when they buy guns, they should have to ask a series of questions, you know, the psychological questions on, you know, whether they can, you know, handle a gun properly, their intentions are with to use the guns.
Okay,
you know,
so before
like
you go on, do you know, you're familiar with the Soviet Union back when they had the KGB and they'd disappear
yeah.
people. One of the
yeah.
ways that they would do this, and it was a very common way, is they would say that the person was mentally ill and they would take them away in order to be put in a mental hospital. These mental hospitals were the gulag,
yeah.
but that's what they do. So you have a really wise people have a concern when it comes to the government deciding who's crazy and who isn't.
Well, absolutely, you know. But, you know, I mean, the person that owns a gun, they should be of a certain age and a certain mentality. You know, most
I got a gun when I was 12.
When you were 12 years old.
A lot of people listening to this radio program, I can tell you, that walked to school with a gun over their shoulder in order to get dinner for that night.
Yeah, I realize that. They do, you know.
Who should decide,
whatever.
Glenn?
That's really what it comes down to. Who is God among men to decide who gets guns and who doesn't?
That's a question that
has the million-dollar question.
Answered, you know, exactly.
Well, okay, so, I mean, that's just it. You're not going to be put in charge. So somebody else is going to come up with these rules, and then
the rules don't sound terrible. Right?
I just
want to
understand
crazy people to get guns.
Well, hold on. I just want to understand what the rules are that are being proposed here. Would the gun store owner be the person who would have to administer this quiz, or would it be some sort of an application that one would have to send to some kind of federal government authority, and they would?
That would be the ticket. You know, that would be the thing. You know, that the government should implement of way of us being able to get a gun, you know.
So that's now you're going to put the government in charge of this. So therefore, now the government has certain interests that don't necessarily jive with me. So, for instance, I don't believe in the idea of monopolies on violence. I don't like the idea of the coercive system that we currently have today. And it wouldn't surprise me if the government guys put a question on their little forum about how do you feel about, you know, government, basically. Is, you know, do I want to get rid of the government, or is government too big, or stuff like that? And then if I think government is a bad thing, like I do today, that that I would be excluded from having a gun because, I mean, I'm anti-government, so therefore there's a chance I could use that gun against those government guys, and they could just judge me as unfit to get the gun. Plus, of course, then you also bring in the you know, the problem with another problem with government that we know is a factor, is they take forever to do things. So so how long do you think this would take? Like, you know, it could be weeks, right, before somebody could possibly get approval?
Yeah, it would take weeks.
What happens to the lady who is afraid because her ex-husband is threatening her life, and she feels like she needs to go and get a gun to protect herself, but now she has to wait for 5 weeks before the government bureaucrats get back to her on her application?
Well, that's a good question, but, you know, there's a thing, you know, where a woman could go to a place and live in a place where they could keep her safe, you know? I mean, but that would be up to her.
Are those places?
Know?
Do those places exist? Are there like?
Yeah, there's places.
Well, there are boarding houses for women like that. There are.
If you don't want the government's services, these services of people that might keep you safe, then God knows you shouldn't be able to protect yourself. Right.
Maybe she's self-sufficient. Maybe she doesn't, she doesn't take to the idea of having other people handle her safety. Maybe she'd rather.
People who plan ahead are the only ones who can defend
themselves.
That's
the question. Would you rather have somebody keeping you safe, or would you rather have your husband stalking you and?
I'd rather have freedom.
Let me read this to you, and let me ask you this: would you like to have the right to keep and bear arms, and it shouldn't be infringed?
Yeah.
How can the government infringe rights if the government's document says they can't be infringed?
Well, in the last 50 years, government has gotten way out of hand. I mean, we haven't had a stable government in the last 50 years.
You should be careful, Glenn, because
totally
it sounds like you're calling.
Control.
It sounds to me like you're calling for more government, and I don't feel like that's going to solve anything.
No, I don't feel there should be more government. Should be less government.
Well, thanks for the call, Glenn. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Except for crazy people.
If you don't think there should be more government, then how can you advocate a program, a brand new program, that would require everyone who wants to buy a gun to fill out a crazy person checklist?
Oh, he wanted training, too.
There's that.
Right,
well.
And training is always what it comes down to, because the only people who are properly trained to carry guns are cops and soldiers, as far as people that want people to be trained to carry guns.
Hey, man, I don't think it's a bad idea to be trained on how to use a firearm, but I'm not going to force
people. But your training will never be enough.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify identify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can get your Liberty message to thousands of people every month for fractions of a penny each. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings, and some of them are pretty brilliant. You can check them out and let your voice be heard over at LibertyStickers.com. And if you want a free sample of the quality of a Liberty sticker, well, we use them for our custom stickers because they do that too. So they've got all the stuff that's, you know, pre-printed and ready to go and ready to go out the door to you. And also, if you've got a business or something you want to promote that you want to make your own stickers for,
bands or churches, yeah.
Yeah, they can help you out with that. If you want to see what it's like, what the quality's like, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker there. The instructions are there. Basically, you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us and we put a bumper sticker in it and send it back to you. And those stickers were made by the folks over at LibertyStickers.com. In fact, the Shire Society now has bumper stickers available as well. So if you have been to ShireSociety.com and have signed the Shire Society Declaration, you're also welcome to get a free Shire Society sticker. Details are there at tools.shiresociety.com. So it's good stuff, man. They do a great job over at LibertyStickers.com. So we continue here. We've been talking to you about your thoughts on the Colorado massacre at the theater from early Friday morning. It was midnight showing of the new Batman movie, and apparently a man who believes he's the Joker came into the theater armed up with multiple weapons as well as body armor and just essentially sprayed the crowd, killing at least 12 people and wounding at least 59 last time I saw the numbers. And he is now in jail, is apparently spitting at the guards, spitting at everybody, and the prisoners are talking about killing him. He apparently still believes that he is the Joker. And so it's such an unusual situation because normally in these mass killing scenes, like in the the original Columbine shootings at the high school many years ago back in the late 90s, the killers there turned the guns on themselves before the police were able to get to them. This man did not do that.
I think it's going to be a very interesting case just from that standpoint. I mean, you know,
right? He's still around. So what's he going to say? What's the trial going to be like? What will transpire? Will he, be interviewed by the press?
And sometimes people have psychological breaks, and then they can return sort of from.
I've been there.
Right. I mean, you had one, but it was a couple of days. I mean, certainly weren't violent or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Kids don't do drugs.
don't go without sleep. That's my problem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I've done drugs.
Kids don't do drugs.
Times.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids shouldn't do drugs.
The fact is that this guy, he may come back. And then what? And then what do you do with a guy who's, as far as I'm concerned, sadly, you know, whether that was you that did that or not, you inhabit the body that did it.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of payment that needs to be made, and I don't think that an individual can make that payment.
Right. I mean, we talk about restitution on this show as a solution to crime, like when there's an actual crime involving a victim, that the victim should be restituted to the maximum extent possible. With something like murder or rape, it's very hard to set a dollar amount on the value of a life, the value of innocence or whatever. And it's especially even more difficult to set a value on 12 lives and 59 people that have been wounded. I mean, there's no way this guy could work for multiple lifetimes and pay a restitution to any of these victims.
No, I mean, he's done a horrifying injustice to people.
So there is no real good answer here. There's no good answer to what you do if you're in that theater as far as trying to stop this guy. There's no good answer as far as, what is an appropriate...
How to set up society in order to prevent what apparently are mentally ill people.
Right. You can't prevent this.
The guy had never been adjudicated mentally ill. He'd never been seen as mentally ill. I mean, I just don't know how you're going to catch mentally ill. There are more guns in America than there are Americans. There's more than 300 million guns. I think there are like 280 million registered firearms. And
registered.
Only a fool would believe that there aren't another 20 million at least. You know, so, yeah. It's
I can tell you all the guns I've ever had have not been registered to my name.
There you go.
Yeah. And for all the people that want to create some, we had a guy in the last segment that wants to create some sort of program that... He said on one hand he supports small government, but he wants this new program that'll, check everybody who
wants to buy. This is how small government gets big. If something bad happens, and the people get reactionary, and then they try to do something about it. And
though it'll stop anything like this from happening. Look,
right. Somebody set up some gun restrictions in the past. They didn't work on this situation either.
When I've purchased my firearms in the past, I have purchased them from individuals. So if you want to have gun owners or gun store owners ask a bunch of questions of people or whatever it is your plot is, that's not going to solve the issue of people transferring guns individual to individual.
And I'll tell you what the problem it does create is that now humans in the geographic landmass calling itself the United States no longer have the right, and they don't now, just don't fool yourself that they do, no longer have the right to sell pieces of little mechanical metal devices that fire little pieces of metal. They no longer have to do, they can't, you can't do that anymore. If they can restrict you in one area, if somebody can tell you you can't carry a tool meant to fire a projectile, then somebody can tell you that you can't carry any other tool, or that you can't do anything, or that you have to do something. They, once you listen to them telling you that thing, they are your master. They are your lord.
Philip is with us listening in Williamsburg, Virginia, to WNIS. Hey, Philip. Free talk.
Yeah, one, Hinckley, who was the person who shot Reagan, is allowed to come out. He comes down to Williamsburg, as a matter of fact, to visit his elderly mother.
How often does he get out?
Not quite the same thing.
How often does he get out?
I think a monthly. I think it's a monthly pass or something like that, which I don't think he should get any.
Do you know that it was Dukakis, if you'll recall, convicts getting out on furloughs.
I recall.
What's that?
I recall Dukakis is...
And so, I mean, it's, you know, at that point, convicts were getting out on furloughs. As a matter of fact, often convicts can get furloughs for all kinds of things. You know, they can earn them through work release where they can go out and work every single day, and they can get furloughs on the weekends and stuff like that. So it's really not that much different. I mean, it's different than prison, but it's not that much different than the confinement authorized by whatever Bureau of Prisons a state might have.
Yeah, I'm glad, by the way, to you pointed out or brought that phrase out from the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, and Glenn thought that was a good idea. But, I mean, these I'm sorry, mental midgets who think that you can restrict guns, or, you know, I just can't understand them.
Yeah, all you're going to do is turn gun owners, people that want to defend themselves in whatever situation. And I'm not saying that I necessarily believe a gun is going to be successful in most instances in defending you. But I do think that there are times when it can be. So I think people should be free to make those decisions.
Philip, any other thoughts?
And the criminals are deterred by not knowing who does have one. The more people who have one, the more they're deterred.
It's true, unless they're insane, in which case, you know, if you're insane and you think that you're the Joker, that factor won't deter you. But, yeah, any logical criminal will absolutely think before he invades a place, which is why in a lot of cases you'll see people take on victims in locations like this movie theater where guns were completely prohibited. And whether this guy knew that or not is another question, but certainly people know it when it comes to school campuses, and that's why there's just victims all over the place. Philip, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
This kind of guy would have done anything, though.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you for the call, man.
I don't think there is any solution to this particular problem. I just don't think there is one.
There's not. There's no solution to the problem of crazy people. You just can't predict them. You don't know what they're going to do, and they're out of their minds. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in New Mexico to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hey, if guns kill people, then pencils cause misspelled words.
And spoons make you fat.
Mike, I know you've got something else you want to get to here. Hang on, we'll bring you back in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. If we get a chance tonight, the post office is on the edge of financial destruction. We can tell you more about that as well on the way. 855-450-FREE. You take control live Saturday edition. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You may take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the shooting in Colorado, but sure does seem like a lot of people want to. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy the stuff you're looking for. It's Amazon. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links there, one for the U.S., one for the U.K., one for Canada. Because there are people internationally listening to the show, thanks to all of them.
Most of them speak English.
Well, that's probably true. But as I understand it, some people will listen to the show in an attempt to learn English.
They do, yes.
So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Buy the stuff you want. Get it delivered to your door. Get the same great Amazon selection, prices, and free Super Saver shipping that you're used to. Huge selection, like dozens of categories. And you can even buy used through Amazon. So even if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can do that too. And whatever you buy, pretty much through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Right back to Mike, listening in New Mexico to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Mike, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, if you remember, Columbine happened right when Bill Clinton was trying to renew the assault weapons ban. Now, the first reports are the ones you got to really watch for, because those are normally the truthful reports. There were at least 10 to 12 people who said that there was a man on the roof of Columbine wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans giving them directions on where to throw the propane bombs. There is always
in Columbine?
A third or fourth man in Columbine, yes. Oklahoma City. What about the guy with the baseball hat driving the brown Chevy pickup that nobody ever found or started looking for? There is always a third man. One of you
mentioned... Well, I don't know. That statement doesn't make any sense. I mean, there isn't always a third man. Sometimes there's somebody working in collusion. Sometimes there isn't.
Okay, well, one of you just said that you read a report that a guy opened the door for him. I heard another one yesterday that said a guy went outside to answer an important call on his cell phone and saw this shooter motioning to somebody around the corner. Now, the thing that I'm wondering about is,
the shooter may have been hallucinating, so just because he was motioning to someone doesn't mean anyone was actually there.
Right, and this is the last point I want to make, and there is nobody who says that the guy that was found in the parking lot leaning against the car in the fetal position is the same guy that was doing the shooting. We can't just assume that those... Sure. I think that there's two people. I think the guy doing the shooting is different than the one that was set up to take the fall for that. This is a government operation, a psyop.
interesting
theory.
Why
is the guy who's in the cell, according to, you know, convicts that are there, from there, saying, spitting on the window and flipping out on the guards and calling himself the Joker?
I think that there's a very good chance if you just research anything about Project Monarch or MK Ultra on the internet, you'll see the things that they do to people to make them do things. James Earl Ray said he doesn't remember shooting Dr. Martin Luther King. Sirhan says he doesn't remember shooting RFK. If they're under mind control, it's a very real thing, and people will laugh about you when you bring it up. But mind control is a very real thing. Look up Operation Monarch.
Now, you're saying that you don't believe this guy actually did the shooting, that there was some professional killer that went in, actually did the shooting, and then this dude was basically placed in a parking lot talking to himself and being
dropped
all nutty?
Off like a throwaway Saturday Night Special.
Exactly. Tell me this. We've all seen the video when a cop was in a high-speed chase and the guy crashes and maybe he's ejected, unconscious on the ground. The cops still come up and beat the hell out of him. Okay, even if he's unconscious. Are you telling me right now that the SWAT team cornered this guy with all of his guns and knives on him? Not a shot was fired. He was peacefully taken into custody. It's a fraud. This thing stinks to high heaven. I'm telling you.
I've got to say that I'm very surprised that this guy was, you know, that this guy was alive after being taken in. It doesn't make sense
that why would he shoot up the theater and then not have a shootout with the cops in the parking lot? Why would he not kill himself as well? It would seem like it's going to go one of two ways after a massacre like this. Is the guy's going to put a gun in his mouth and blow his brains out, or he's going to go down firing against the police? It would seem like it'd be one of those two, but no, it just went peacefully, allegedly.
Exactly. And anybody who thinks that taking guns away, they're off their rocker. Maybe we should have all the guns away, taken away, so we can live in a peaceful utopian paradise like Chicago or New York City.
Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
If we're going to take the guns away from people, the government should start with its own employees. If it's going
set
to
an example.
Right. Well, I mean, let's see what America's like. If we don't have weapons.
The cops on the streets in the UK don't have guns, right? There's only the special cops that have
them. More and
more
they're getting guns. They have them in their cars now and that kind of thing. They're finding that, oh, what a surprise, the bad people have guns, you know, even though we outlawed them.
And knives, even though those are outlawed as well.
Well, yeah, I don't think that the knives thing is just basically so they can arrest a young chav that they find with one. It's an opportunity to shake people down and stuff.
Right, but they ban knives. And people still have knives.
Yeah, they do.
So 855-450-FREE.
I'd like to see a chef work without a knife.
SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. Mac is listening in Georgia. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live. Mac in Georgia, going once. Mac in Georgia, going twice. Maybe he's in a bad cell, too. Put him on hold. We'll try Dan, listening in Michigan to WJNL, Northern Michigan. Hey,
hello,
Dan.
Hello, Ian, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I would just like to say, no amount of gun control could have prevented this. Now, apparently this guy had no record, so he could buy the gun anyway.
Yep.
But if he did have some mental health issues because of privacy concerns, that also would have been hit. It's getting to a point where the only people that can have a gun seems to be law-abiding citizens. Citizens or cannot have a gun would be law-abiding citizens.
The gun restrictions in this country are diminishing over the last decade. So, I mean, I just want to be clear that it's now freer in this country as far as the carrying of guns and weapons than it was 10 years ago. I don't think it's free enough. I think that humans should be able to carry whatever it is that they want to carry to protect themselves, something, you know, shy of a nuclear weapon. But yeah, it's free.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Northern Michigan. I'm formerly from Maryland. The reason that I called was because you had a fella by the name of Glenn on a little while ago, and he seemed to carry the mentality of Maryland that actually made me want to leave the state. I've had a carry permit in Florida, and now I have a carry permit in Michigan. Not that I need it, but I'm free with it. I can protect myself. I personally believe that 911 is dial a prayer.
Yeah, you can call 911 and the police are away. They're minutes away when seconds count, you know?
Right. And then when he showed up.
I mean, the cops were there within a minute and a half on this situation.
Yeah.
Of course, they stood out in the parking lot and made sure they got their gas masks because,
correct.
You know, they said.
I heard those reports. And, I mean, I don't know what was going on in the theater. I'm sure things will come out in the future. I'm not one to start jumping to any kind of conclusion. I listened to a lot of talk radio, left, right, middle, and the right was going batty right off the get-go.
How so?
Especially, Northern Michigan, I'm kind of limited to what I can listen to, but Stephanie Miller is one of them. Her show,
she's not of the right.
It wasn't her on, it was her husband. I think his last name is Doozer or something.
Stephanie Miller has a husband?
She's gay.
As far as I know, I heard one time that her husband was on there.
If she has a husband, that's shocking to me because
it's
she
not
came
really
out
fair
as
to do
gay.
To somebody
well, I
if
don't
gay.
Know. I don't listen. I hear from time to time. I thought it was Tammy Bruce, who's actually kind of conservative.
She's also gay. But anyway.
Right. I doubt those two would ever get together, but that's a different program. But anyway, they're going tea parties. The first thing he said was, they gave his name, they said American. And that's the first thing that made me think, why did he even have to say, you know, he was American? I guess they wanted to make sure he wasn't some kind of, Muslim terrorist or something.
Well, I guess, yeah, because those were some of the first reports that came out from the government guys, was that this man has no connections we know of to terrorism.
As though
that's somehow going to make everybody feel better about what he did. Dan, thanks for sharing.
People were terrified during
much.
The census.
Thanks
Good
for the
show.
Call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to someone calling themselves a citizen, calling from Midland, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I would just like to remind everybody of their high school government class, you know, where the Second Amendment was put in our Constitution to protect us from a tyrannical government like the one we fled in England.
The first gun laws. The first gun laws in this country.
Food on our neck.
We can put you on hold here if you want to come back here in a moment.
The first gun laws in this country came around long before anybody in this listening audience was in high school.
Hour number two is next. You stay tuned. Free Talk Live.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.